Well, now it's time for our second feature. It comes from the pen of Derek James, and he tells of the First World War pilot who built a gem of a park here in Norwich. It's read for us by Sam Elmhurst.
In Norwich of the 21st century, thousands of us enjoy the parks and the gardens, especially when the sun is shining. So let's remember the First World War fighter pilot who built them for us. He was the straight-talking, no-nonsense, motorcycle-riding Captain Arnold Edward Sanders Winch, who arrived in the city to give the people parks and the men work. A man with a vision. It was 90 years ago, in 1928, when the captain welcomed the Prince of Wales to Norwich to open Eaton Park, who gave it the Royal Seal of Approval. Thousands of people turned out to greet the prince, who told them, "It is a scheme that has provided a great slice of the country, almost in the middle of a great city." The story starts a few years previously. Yes, we had won the First World War, but times, oh, they were tough. There had been a flu epidemic, and jobs were few and far between. Many families were surviving in poverty, many living in grim courts and yards with few facilities. Life in the city and across the county was tough. The Board of Guardians in Norwich, who looked after the needy under the Poor Law, got in touch with the government with the message, "Norwich needs help." There were around 7,000 unemployed people, with another 1,040 on short time, 1,500 married, and 1,200 single men who were registered for relief work. And the message from the government was, "Find work for your citizens." The corporation advertised for a new park superintendent, someone who had the expertise and the foresight to build some parks and gardens across the city, giving both work and pleasure. One man who spotted the advert was a former First World War fighter pilot by the name of Sanders Winch, who before the war had gained a scholarship at Cheshire Horticulture and Agricultural College in 1905 and had been apprenticed to top landscape architect Thomas Mawson. The job offered a salary of £300 a year plus a motorcycle. The captain had arrived. Oh, and what a difference he made. At the time, there was Chapperfield Gardens, Gildencroft, Sewell Park, and just a couple of playgrounds. When the captain retired in 1953, the city had about 600 acres of parks, recreation grounds, and open spaces, many built from rough ground and rubbish dumps. Eaton, Higham, Waterloo, Wensum, and others. He also changed the face of Norwich by planting around 25,000 trees. He also introduced the first model allotments in the whole country. The captain was perfect for the job, in charge of a small army of men who were given work to build the parks of Norwich and give us tree-lined streets. He didn't suffer fools gladly either. He could be a hard taskmaster, but his foot soldiers respected him. He remained a military man, tallish, upright, and said to be severe in his public countenance. For the hundreds of men without work following the Great War, his arrival was a lifeline. It was in 1906 when the city authorities bought 80 acres of field and arable land from the church commissioners. Part of it included what we know now as Eaton Park. This was a rough stretch of land in what was once then countryside, which had been used for the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Show and during the First World War was used for training soldiers. During the 1920s, the country lane was widened and became Bluebell Road. The Coleman Road estate was being built and the captain was given the green light to create Eaton Park. For the next 3.5 years, more than 100 men employed every week to build the bandstand, the pavilions, the model boating lake, the ponds, the water pavilion, the clubhouse and the mock bridge. It has certainly style, and it still has. There were cricket squares, bowling greens and colourful gardens too. People from across Norfolk would head for the park at weekends to enjoy the bands playing. It was a triumph for the captain and his men. The park has been through some bad times, but today is looking better than ever, thanks to the men and women who devote much of their time to looking after it. The miniature trains are an absolute joy. The captain went on to redesign Waterloo Park. Once again, the work was carried out by local unemployed men. The project cost £37,000, and when it reopened in 1933, there were hundreds of children waiting for the gates to open. It had room for bowls and tennis along with a bandstand, and its long and colourful herbaceous border outshone its big brother at Eton.